The rumblings of revolution.
Revolution.
The vibrations of vocal cords. The tingling in our pants.
What?
You know how we do it, coming at you from I-75 and I-94. Downtown Detroit, Michigan. It's the Olin Ezra Show. To my right, I'm looking at my homie Olin Ezra.
Yo-ho!
Straight across from me, I'm looking at my boy, the big baby, P.
What up, y'all?
And to my left, Miss Sarah Force.
What the hell am I here for?
What's up, internet in the great city of Detroit, Michigan? Yo. You're listening to the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's underground talk revolution. Now, that was not as exciting as the other one.
No, no, this sucks.
Yeah, this is like so dry and boring in comparison.
This is horrible.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm
there's
sorry.
Nothing going on right now.
No.
Fucking nothing.
Thank
exactly.
you.
Exactly. This is not in my contract.
This is the worst episode of all time. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, this is horrible.
So what are we going to do?
I'd rather watch Starfish fuck than listen to this right now.
Real quick, too, I'd like to give a quick hello to Detroit Rock City, the store over in Van Dyke. We talked to that guy yesterday at the end of the Fed rally.
We were out there. That's nice. Who that Sir was. Nice.
Yes. Yeah, Nine of Van Dyke, basically.
We've got nice. Some excellent video footage.
Yeah, probably. Man. Good vid. Oh, a lot man. Of cool people out there. Talked to a bunch of cool
what
people.
What was that guy's name? The guy
cameraman?
That did the video, yeah.
That's JD.
JD.
JD. Wasn't he supposed to be here today?
He's coming. He'll meet us at the show.
Well, shouts out to JD for shooting that stuff, man.
Yeah, man. What a cool guy. We got some good footage coming to YouTube soon.
Beautiful,
oh,
beautiful,
yay
beautiful.
For butts.
YouTube. Yeah, we took a political protest and somehow it just ended up
degraded it to a booty contest?
Essentially. How do you take a political...
We're good for that.
It's weird, man. How does that happen? Nobody seemed to mind.
JD is amazing.
Because you showed up, Olin, that's how it happened.
He's that damn good. I
ruined the political
protest. He's that damn horrible.
Protest. Yeah.
Horrible? No.
Hey, just put my sticker on your ass. But I wasn't asking, it was the camera guy. He was just like, you know, we're doing some video, and we're just wondering if, you know, you could just put this on your butt, please?
And it worked
it
out,
worked.
Too.
It was so crazy.
Because you got to be careful, you might get one of those... like those hippie chick protesters. That
oh, I got
much offense to that.
I got that one chick with the cute purple hair. Yeah,
yeah.
And she was
oh,
upset.
Yeah. Oh,
she
no.
wasn't upset. No, she was the only one that actually said, "Okay,
her.
Did you get the footage? Like, can I take this off my butt now?"
I wanted to bang her forehead against the plasma
hey,
TV.
Hey, now, yeah, what? She was way cute.
I know, totally, man.
Meanwhile, they're
I
all listening.
I would have licked her butthole.
I hope they do listen.
Holy fuck.
Hey, guys.
Chocolate starfish for dinner.
What, wow. Pat?
I is mean, that I'm what that means?
She was that attractive.
What does that mean?
Did you just figure that out?
No.
Chocolate starfish to angry spider. It's all the same thing.
Well, what's a hot dog
hold
flavored
on.
Water?
Hold on. Hold
what
on.
Is that?
Well, that is just.
You don't want to know.
Yeah, hold no, on. You don't want
hold
to know.
Hold on. Hey, Dylan.
Balloon knot.
Hey, have you ever
knots and whatnot.
Have you ever ate a.
Balloon knot?
A chocolate starfish?
No.
You want to really fuck with the kid's head? I got a chocolate starfish in my Easter basket on Easter when I was a kid. I can't even tell you what that fucking means.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, hot dog flavored uh-huh. water. Yeah, you don't want to drink that.
Yeah, I'm holding a flyer for another upcoming
Purple
event
hash.
That's going to be at the Bullfrog. It's Living the High Life hosted by the Olin Ezra Show. You know, it's going to be at the Bullfrog on May 2nd.
Check
who's
it out.
Gonna be there, Pat?
Oh,
wow,
fuck.
Your smile!
I'm just really trying to just change the subject.
Pat, why are you trying to give me that
hot dog
hey,
flavored
it's living
water.
The high life, man! Shout out to George at Ajax at Purple Hash
right,
Productions.
Purple Hash
man.
Productions is putting this on. Headlining, of course, is gonna be our main man Ajax. We also got Strychnine,
Ajax,
Keith Courage, Cellar Mannequin, a bunch of other
the
J.
Real
Reno,
Renegades.
Real Renegades. And we got the Smokehouse Junkie. So, you know, it's going to be
I hear Tapwater Productions might be doing the sound.
They need to be. Tapwater Productions is a fucking amazing.
PurpleHash.com.
PurpleHash.com. www.myspace.com/Ajax. Check it out. 18 and up. Welcome. Oh, speaking of jumper cables, I have yet to go and see Crank 2. High Voltage.
Oh, yeah.
I got to go check that shit out.
You haven't
gotta.
Seen it yet.
I haven't seen it yet.
That's on the agenda, huh?
That, and I'm still
we
fucking
behind. We should all go
for,
see it together.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. We'll go to the drive-in. It'll be fun.
Yeah, no.
Can we smoke medicinal-grade herb the whole time?
Probably.
You know what the trick is, P? Get behind enough on movies to where that shit's coming out on DVD faster than you can get to see them.
Yeah, there you go, man.
You just got to rip. Right. That's exactly where I am right now. I've been like that for years.
That's how my friend's dad, when we were kids, used to save money, man. He'd never let my friend go to the movies, and his thing would be, just wait till it comes out on video.
It's like, yeah, because everyone wants to talk about it then.
Oh, yeah.
I like to miss the when everyone talks about it.
I'm always like, I don't know, man. I haven't seen it. Oh, you haven't seen it? No, I haven't seen it. Oh, my God. How come you haven't seen it?
I'm waiting for the hype to die down from idiots like you talking about
hey,
it.
Hey, Dylan, have you seen it?
And here
what
we go.
What the hell are you talking about?
Dylan card pulled.
Well, I don't know, man. You should have been paying attention to the show and running the sound.
I was staring at this flyer with the hot chick with the weed on her boobs.
Oh, it's an amazing flyer, isn't it?
They're excellent flyers.
Hot leaves on the breasts.
I want, but hey, Pat,
I love that everyone
me.
Notices the one on you know the ones on
pass
her breast, but not
flyer,
the one on
Pat.
The on her belly button.
What?
It's like everyone just keeps overlooking that one.
There's one on the belly button.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, look at that.
Wow, look at that! I missed that every
See,
single time.
I want
time.
These boobs. Will you please start paying me money so I can go buy these boobs?
Sarah, you don't need those boobs.
Actually, we could start a boob fund.
We could start an internet begging Sarah's boob fund. You don't need fake boobs. You know, after like 20
do you
years,
really
it looks all
Do you really want community show boobs, though?
Yeah,
you know. No. See,
if we pay for them.
Listen, I have a plan. I'm not just going to go off.
Yeah, you know, yeah, if we're forking out money for these boobs.
I mean, I'm a geek, but I'm not that much of a geek. If I'm buying a toy, goddammit, I'm playing with it.
Right.
Hey, Matt, you want a piece of that action?
We're not leaving that mouth open.
I'm not getting implants until I'm done having kids.
Oh,
she's not done squirting the babies out
Fuck,
yet.
They're letting her steal
breasts.
What isn't enough for
young.
You?
Know
what?
I could pop out a few more units.
Just relax. Look, we'll go get a coat hanger, some bleach. It'll be tight.
You better hope they don't institute the one-child policy to reduce population. You might not make it.
Wow, that was awesome.
That's true.
I just.
Well, then at least I got my one.
Yeah, we're trying to move on.
Everybody's
is impressed with your coat hanger abortions. Let me ask you something. How would you feel about having a fucking coat hanger shoved up your dick hole?
What are you doing
sounds
later?
Sounds like a good time to me.
And like jerked around, and then we'll pour some bleach on it. It'll be cool.
Put a beaker in there and then break it with a hammer.
I will pull your testicles out from the inside through your pee hole.
How did this show hold up? We're not talking about
abortions.
My testicles anymore.
This is what we got berated for yesterday.
Yeah,
remember the guy?
Yeah.
There was a dude at this end the Fed guy at the end the Fed rally, and we're talking about what was it? Fairtax.org. Woman
tax,
came on here.
Fairtax.org.
And although, yeah. That interview was fine, everything went good. He said he liked it. He was like, hey, you guys are potty mouths, though. But and to me, I'm like, look, we're trying to reach a demographic.
Right on, you know, that we normally. You got to say things like, you know, clitoral fungus once in a while to keep things fresh and exciting.
Keep it legit.
Clitoral fungus?
Have you ever had it?
No, I've never had it. I've never even seen it. And it makes me want to do a Google image search for clitoral fungus because I want to know what it looks like.
Isn't that just a yeast infection? No?
Ooh.
No.
Now I'm.
That's something far worse.
Pat, man, what do you think about yeast infections?
And we're done.
We've got nothing else to show.
It's been great doing this show with you guys.
Exactly. Which is what dude told us yesterday. He's like, I like the show. I couldn't play it. I had to take the link off.
Dudes can get yeast infections too.
Yeah.
All right, so this band.
Ha ha. Ha 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 ha.
This band known as The Pills that we're having on the show next week. The lead singer's pretty
cool
cute.
Cool name.
She's
She's cute?
Oh,
really?
She's cute.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, oh yeah. MySpace.com/ThePills. Anyway, they're in an 89X Battle of Bands contest. Check it out at MySpace.com/89X. I'm with the band, and you can vote once a day, every day.
Okay.
And they'll be on the show next week. They're like punk, man. It's good times.
Wow. They're like punk?
They're like punk, yeah. They're like some Detroit
you can, yeah,
punk rock.
Which is unfortunate if you're like punk. It's punk or no? I mean, we need more anarchy.
No,
it's more punk.
And if I hear one more goddamn pop punk band, I'm gonna smack a fucking emo kid.
Avril Lavigne is a shit.
Hold on, damn it!
Oh
hold
my
on.
God!
Hold
check
on.
This shit out!
Hold on, fucking emo kid.
Hold on now. The cover of her CD, she's passed out with an empty pill bottle and pills scattered everywhere.
That's pretty.
Was
dope.
She really passed
sexy.
Out, or was
I
it staged?
Sexy.
Was it staged? Or was she really
I don't know.
Out?
It doesn't matter. She was there with pills, half
I guess
naked.
I'll have to ask
it was
her.
Sexy.
Was it? I got to check this out.
It was provocative.
Like somebody dosed her.
Someone dosed her and took some pictures.
That's called rape.
Hey, Dylan, dude, would you ever
date rape someone?
Someone?
I didn't even hear the question, but no.
You don't want to be a date rapist?
Dylan, are you offended by my question?
Just because you're a date rapist doesn't make Dylan a date rapist.
I've never date raped anybody.
You might as well have. Oh, no, that was just me faking it. Never mind.
Pat.
Zinga.
Only you make me want to take a drink. So, Steve, what's this you got over there in front of you?
Beer of the week.
The beer of the week of this week is Stella Artois.
Stella!
Is that how it's pronounced? Hey.
Well, people do use different pronunciations, but Stella is a Belgian, and, you know, they pronounce it Artois. And keep in mind, this Belgian beauty. This is an old beer, man. This has been the same recipe, by the way, since like the early 1300s.
Are we on a big Belgian kick lately or what?
Oh, absolutely. But the good thing about this is, it's a lager. Keep it in mind. It's a lager, yet a malt liquor at the same time. So the deal with this is it's light, like a Heineken-ish. And you can pound these babies. You can put them down. You get fucked up.
So it's like Heineken meets Colt 45.
Essentially. Stella. Oh, yeah. And these are, you know, it's just kind of around here, too. I know a couple little, Kaju Cafe is like a Belgian bar. Technically, that's what they have.
I've been there, man. They got they got an
Blue Moons
selection.
Are huge there. Blue Moons sell well there. Stella is one of their big sellers, too. But,
you know, if I got
the pint here right in front of me.
If I had somebody named Stella, I'd hope she'd sell good for me, too. You know, you can't have a Stella, making you go broke.
Top seller, Stella.
Top seller.
Oh yeah, but I mean, it's a light brew, but of a good content. So enjoy. And it says on the back, enjoy responsibly. Which, when it comes to alcohol, I'm not quite sure what that means.
I don't know. That's like,
figure that out.
Yeah, a double standard.
That's nice that they kind of leave it up to your imagination, though.
Sure. And that's how it can even still be legal for, you know, people to leave a bar and jump in a car.
Pat, I got one for you. The Detroit Lions, New Jersey. Ooh.
I haven't seen it. Is it bad? Is it really bad?
I just don't understand why they don't get a good football team. Why they change the jersey.
Because this is what's going to throw us into a fabulous season, isn't
it? No, Pat is the number one Lions fan in Detroit.
Pat, isn't it true?
Maybe we should have a contest.
No, Pat is.
Isn't it true that they indeed need more of like an exorcist of sorts for that team? Somebody to go in there.
They need an eraser.
Priest, whatever.
They need an eraser.
So what do you think about the draft yesterday?
We got a quarterback. Isn't that exciting?
We got a quarterback. I know we got a wide receiver. We got an outside linebacker. We got a safety. Problem is, all of this shit is like, oh, let's grab one of these.
Yep.
Let's grab one of those. There was no fucking focus on anything in particular. As far as quarterbacks go, how many fucking quarterbacks do we need? And really, do we need to waste our first round draft pick?
Dude, I had a friend from Arizona hit me up yesterday. He's like, "What the fuck is wrong with your city's football team?"
See?
Like, because he's watching the draft.
Really? I mean,
it's
like,
an abomination. Are you going to join my side and boycott the Lions this year, Pat? Are you there yet?
I can't. I'm sorry.
I boycott him. I boycotted him last year.
As a matter of fact, my birthday falls on a Sunday this year, so I'll be at the game.
You'll be at the game getting depressed.
But if you like football, I mean, if you're a fan, you got no choice but to watch just to deal with this shit. There's people calling, you know, our local sports shows like, "I'm through with the Lions, man. I'm through with the Lions." Like, no, you're not.
No, you're
Shut
not.
Up. You're going to watch it.
Right, because the only other thing we got is like, what is that, the fucking Grand Rapids Sting, which is indoor football.
Oh, arena ball.
Arena ball is fun to watch, man. Those guys run around all fast and then like cream each other into the side of the boards or whatever they're called.
A little bit shorter.
It's like hockey meets fucking flag football.
No, dude, it's full contact.
Nah, no, but I mean, it's still
arena ball.
Why don't
it's like the field is like 50 yards.
How come we don't have like a professional racketball team?
Because racketball is gay.
It's totally
gay. No, it's not. Yeah. Wouldn't people watch that?
No.
How come we don't bring back? Let's
people
bring
watch
back
poker on TV.
Let's bring
That's
back
because it's fucking millions of dollars at stake.
XFL.
See? XFL.
Really, really true.
Oh,
let's bring that back.
Oh, God.
Wasn't that the wrestling dude that was in charge?
Vince McMahon.
Vinny Mac.
The thing that was screwed up about the XFL is like the players only got paid if they won.
So it so made if they them lost go the crazy. Game.
A couple players came out, went to the NFL from there too. So no man, but literally we need a voodoo priest up in the fucking Ford Field for everybody to exercise whatever demon jumped into
not only
the owners
Ford
of that
Field,
team,
but they the need... fucking corporation itself.
Yes.
Hey now.
I would love for Detroit to get a second football team. That would be just the shit.
Didn't we have, like, a secondary football team way back in, like, the 60s and 70s? Like, Cougars or something?
I don't know.
It doesn't sound...
Wow, I can't wait to get internet in the studio.
Like, when the AFL and the NFL were separate entities.
I don't know. That might be cool. I've had a couple Cougars tackle me.
Ow!
Cha-ching!
I'm looking for a cougar, if any, you know.
Well, yeah. Well, turns out,
you know.
A little story for you off air.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
I was hoping it was going to be on air. But, I mean, you know, if any cougars want to give us a call on the Olin Ezra Show comment line,
give us a
313-254-4260.
That was who?
Cougars.
No. What was the number?
Give us a claw.
313-254-4260.
Okay, all right.
Any cougars out there, cougars? Attention, cougars.
All you got to do is pick up the phone.
Cougalicious, baby.
Dial those numbers.
Dial them, cougar.
And you will be in contact.
Give us a claw.
With the ball sack.
260.
Of someone hideous.
Also accepting threesomes and orgies.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
With someone hideous.
Oh, yeah.
So, but anyway, let's get back to this team real quick. I'm not done with this fucking Stafford idea.
I just want them to fix the team. I don't need a jersey.
Yeah, that's the fucked up part. It's like, really, how can you fucking justify anything new for a team that won nothing?
And you can't. And you really can't. And they get to change anything. Why are you thinking constantly, like, we just dealt with a dude and paid him, what, the most since fucking Peyton Manning? In the league, the most expensive fucking rookie that's probably not going to play.
Yeah.
Start. So we just did that, and you're looking at the team now even worse than they were last year.
It's amazing. It's like, I'm still pissed about last season. How the fuck do you go undefeated in the preseason and then lose every game?
In the last few games by the end there, my mentality flipped to, you know what? We might as well fucking go 0-16. I didn't want him to go 1-16, 2-16.
Yeah.
Hey,
still, it's like, how do you fucking lose everything?
Dylan. Hey, Dylan.
Every fucking game.
Dylan.
That's like,
what do you want?
What do you think about the Detroit Lions?
They're garbage. They've always been garbage. They'll always be garbage since, like, what, 53 was when they won the championship?
It was before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, right, dude. They're that bad. There's whatever it is. Ruined the greatest fucking running back ever in football.
Oh, yeah. God.
No, correction. He could have been the greatest.
Well, he
but he quit.
Well, he quit. I would have quit, too.
I would have gave it
he
up.
He could have asked to be traded
He nearly escaped with his own soul. That's what happened.
Oh, God, man. You're an amazing running back, and they're paying you to lose games.
It's fucking horrible.
Ah, poor bastard.
He still hangs out around here, though. I saw Barry down at Royal Oak.
A
couple of years back, and he was way cool, man. He talked to you. I'm hammered, but I mean, I bet him he couldn't. I bet him he couldn't tackle me by the time I got to the bar to get more beers. He just laughed.
See, like my brother works at a local athletic shoe wear store, and he said he walked past the store and he ran onto the hall at this certain local mall. It was like, holy crap, are you Barry Sanders?
Oh, he just hangs out.
And he was like, yeah, I'm Barry Sanders. You know what I'm saying? Right, they just chopped the shit for a minute, you know?
Couple of smoking broads hanging out on his ass, too.
Of course. I love how the city of Detroit sports franchise, the Detroit Lion, ruined that man.
Yeah.
Ruined.
Just absolutely killed him. And now Emmitt Smith is, quote, the greatest running back of all time.
And now we got to deal with that.
Fuck yeah, right.
He still isn't, though. He just stayed in that much. Look how much longer it took Emmitt Smith to break them fucking records.
Yeah, right. 10 years? Almost? Yeah. Almost 10 years?
Fuck that guy.
So, Pat, man, so what are you going to do this year? I mean, if we get you tickets to a Lions game, will you wear the MVP shirt?
No.
Will you streak the field?
No.
Can I streak out the field?
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Anytime you want.
Done.
It's much better if Pat would do it, though, in the
MVP shirt.
No.
Hey, Dylan.
How many fucking times?
You pulled that card, dude.
What?
Hey, what? Are you a supporter of Pat wearing the MVP shirt?
Yes, I am.
All right, thank you.
Why? I'm fucking defending you over here, and this is how you fucking repay me?
Pat, it's funny, okay?
Hey, fuck you, long-haired hippie fuck.
Doesn't it say Big Mac on the shirt?
Yes! Well, Pat! Oh, my God! Just wear the shirt! For the love of God, I'm begging you!
Nit.
MVP.
Wear the shirt!
Nit.
Sarah, do you have anything to talk about?
Yeah.
Run it.
I do. But I feel totally upstaged right now.
Do it! Shut up and do it!
We got a trans.
Wow, are you trying to have her talk about what she's got or suck your cock?
How
what the hell?
Dare Boom. You?
I'm sorry, Ew. I'm fired up. Come on, go!
Oh, you know Conficker? The whole virus that, you know, the April 1st, everybody's freaking out because they were waiting for
the
computer virus.
Computer virus.
Duh. Where the hell have you been? Do you know how to use a computer?
He's been with his estranged girlfriend.
Oh.
She's not estranged. I'm the strange one.
Well, apparently just now it's starting to kind of surface and fuck shit up.
Hmm. Hold on. I'm getting it.
I noticed that my virus software turned itself off.
Are you getting a fucking call?
Really?
Hello?
Yeah.
I don't know. Apparently.
Hello.
Oh, are you guys doing the show right now?
No.
No, we're just sitting around with mics in front of us
fun. All right, check it out. I got this girl that wants to sell you some food stamps.
What? Sell me food stamps?
Yeah, $25 for $100 worth of food stamps.
Ooh. That's a bargain.
I got that.
Something sounds wrong about that deal.
That's a bargain.
How do you feel about that with everybody's taxpayer dollars going to what you're about to buy again?
Well, I look at it like this, man. I can get $100 worth of groceries for $25.
Oh, fuck that. I'm awesome. I deserve that shit.
Pat wants some too?
Fuck yeah. $25? $100? Fuck yeah.
Deal them shits.
Exactly. Fuck that. Give me
two,
son.
You realize that all of this is highly illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
When have we not broken the law?
I mean, I understand you're not supposed to sell your food stamps, but look, if she needs to get her methamphetamine or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's
so
a transfer.
So terrible. Well, I don't know. It's complicated because you guys don't remember, so you don't understand.
I do.
I remember.
Well, it was the worm.
Good for you. Yeah, apparently it's infecting computers and like.
So your worm.
Making your. Shut up. It's. It's turning your email into, like, a spam server.
Oh, my email's been a spam server for months, thank you.
Well, maybe you're infected.
It's the only place where I can find young Asian...
Oh, it is definitely infected.
It's the only place where I can find young Asian twat harpooned by giant horse.
That's fucked up. If this is
That's what I got, then. That is what I got. Listen, I got open... my email was a company from China that dealt with, like, electronics. Anything
Savory
electronic.
Savory horse cock?
If it's electronic, yeah. And you can see, you know where it says, like, sent to? You can see, like, how many people got it.
Right.
It was all M's through the alphabet until it gets to M-A-G, nano. So it was going, like, you know, L's? It was going down the alphabet on people's, like, registered emails. And besides, Yahoo can sell email addresses, can't they?
Yahoo has a good privacy policy. I don't know about Google. I don't know, man. They might sell them secretly. I know the Secret Service and the FBI and the CIA are all over everybody's email.
I bet AOL is selling them shits like, fuck all you motherfuckers that left us.
Yep. Yeah, AOL, man. But what's
like,
AOL?
Fuck all of you guys.
AOL's from 1994.
Exactly. That's why they're getting back at everybody right now.
Yeah, at least
selling
use
off
AIM.
Everything.
I mean, you know, keep the AIM going on Trillion and whatnot, but AOL is done. It's dead. I remember when I was 13 in AOL chat, and I would type, "Are you hot, ASL?" question mark.
Wow.
I was on the prowl, man. You know, I didn't have a social life, so I just sat. All right. So, Steve, what do you got?
Shit. Were you done? Were you finished there?
She's twitching and giggling, so obviously.
So, you know. McAfee wrote this virus, maybe.
Right, like we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah.
McAfee! Which, from one virus to the next, boom! How's that for transition?
Nice.
Swine flu, people. Let's talk about the fear of the swine flu epidemic. And I was going to save this to the end, but I might as well just jump right out.
Do you feel it strange that there's viruses that attack our machines?
Sure.
There's viruses that attack us,
absolutely.
And we're basically attacking the Earth like a virus?
Well, yeah, because, well, humans are the cancer of the Earth. I mean, that's...
I can see it.
Statistically true.
It's weird, man. There were some weird people talking about some very weird things yesterday.
Well, speaking of, like, the McAfee, you know, thing, basically, Baxter International, it's a pharmaceutical company, they now have just secured the contract to make more of the Tamiflu or anything to counteract with this swine flu epidemic. So today... We were looking at, this is how it started. When I was doing research earlier this afternoon, it started off, students at a New York City high school were awaiting results from samples taken to see if it was the same strain of the, and Pat does have some kind of swine flu going on over there.
Oh my gosh.
That's what I said, dude. As soon as he did that, I'm like, you got the fucking bird flu.
There's something fucking wrong with you, dude.
Told you.
Jesus Christ.
So they were waiting to see if this was indeed in New York, these kids had the swine flu influenza. And in just that time, just before I shut my computer off, boom, confirmed. We're talking about 2 hours ago, confirmed. And
it's the swine flu.
Yeah, that is what it is. So the Federal Center for Disease Control has now stated just today there are 11 confirmed cases in the United States.
So
confirmed cases in California, Texas, and Kansas.
So should we either hole ourselves up or
that's
stop
what they're
eating
saying.
Bacon?
In fact, let me get to that real quick. Some of these students recently been to Mexico, and bam, that airplane travel is the biggest means of transporting that disease. So World Health Organization said yesterday that the strain has pandemic potential and may be too late to contain an outbreak.
This just in, you're all going to die.
Health officials are concerned because people seem to have no immunity to the virus, which is actually a combination, so I was saying earlier, of bird, swine, and human influenza. So in China, they've actually told people to cover your face if you go outside.
Again, with the painter's mask.
And not to kiss. They're like, don't go around kissing people. I had those all wrong.
Okay, what about oral stimulation? Does that count?
Well, yeah.
Yes. So... No. What I was just talking about, what I just read was, you know, AP is our American media perspective on what they're talking about this, right. Especially when they say it's too late. So
how dare you? It's the Associated Press, right. And they're upstanding members
the wire,
of the journalists.
Sure, CNN, Fox, they're all saying the same thing.
You know what
AP
this is?
Means
this
all
is zombie
polished.
Apocalypse
it's
coming.
All cleaned up for what they want to say.
Zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
So tell us more about this T virus.
Well, first of all, let me tell you more about outside of American media saying. I'm talking about like the BBC, co.uk, Mexican
BBC.
Media.
Would you like to watch the BBC?
Yeah.
Would you like to see my big black cock?
Look at my bad teeth.
All right, I'm sorry. The Center for Disease Control is reporting that U.S. media flu is treatable with Tamiflu. The U.S. media is saying that this is treatable with the Tamiflu. But the Mexican doctors, this is coming right from the source, are using everything that they know of, and patients are dropping like flies.
La cucaracha.
Yeah, by the way, the body count has jumped to 200 since yesterday in Mexico, and now the doctors are dying.
Good
so they're starting to leave.
America.
Right, yeah, so they're starting to leave. This panel of their top docs are saying that this swine flu appears to have been weaponized in a lab. Yeah,
well, we should have built that
wall. Let me say that again. That this is a fusion prepared in a lab. So what I did was I sent a link to the Olin Ezra Show MySpace. On our bulletin board, you can go there and read what everybody else in the world is saying about this and not just American media. So it's up there right now.
Well, if you guys are interested at all, you could check out this old school punk rock band called the Dead Kennedys and look up a song, Chemical Warfare.
Yes, sir. Well, sure.
How relevant is some of that material today?
I would say that it's relevant, and even to this day, that microbial diseases are evolving. So you remember, like, just remember this, like the sanitation crazes, like the 70s and 80s. Everything was Lysols and Purells, right. Created like these germ-free havens where children that grew up there developed no immunity to anything.
Everybody's right. Sick.
Sure. So
well, see, that's why I have unprotected sex. It keeps me rugged and durable and able
exactly.
To deal with the ever-changing environment around me.
And if you live, don't vacuum your floors. Don't clean your bathrooms.
See, right,
that
that's why I can
up.
Live with this.
Stop
fucking
it!
God.
Stop it! God, you're wearing the shirt now. You're
See
done.
That?
You're on punishment. You're
what
wearing
is, what,
the shirt.
What he's coming out of his throat.
We're all going to die of the swine flu now. Thank you,
Yeah,
Pat.
Dylan, you might want to thoroughly sanitize that popper stopper over his mic there by the time we're done here.
Stop it.
But you got to look out for shit like though, man. Besides what's considered weaponized, I mean, these bacteria are outsmarting products, right? Like the Lysol, the bleach, the Purell, and the whole market of sanitation products. So in most cases, though, let me end it like this. It's not all doom and gloom. I mean, if you're just... If you're
ready to die?
If you're healthy, if you're active, eat a good amount of veggies. I mean, the healthy body's safe from most radical attacks, man. Just eat your fucking pomegranates. You know, I drink a shit ton of green tea.
I saw a bumper sticker the other day. And it said something about good Christians don't vote Democrat.
Hey, that's religion trying to control you. How you vote.
I thought it
if
was
if you vote Democrat, you're not a good Christian, and you will burn in the eternal bowels of hell.
Burning in hell.
Yeah.
Basically.
Catholicism was the main cause of rape, of slavery.
The creepiest part about it was it matched those "I lift Detroit in prayer" bumper stickers. Like it was yellow with that
Christians,
black font.
You gotta lift Detroit in activism, man.
No
burned
shit.
People at the stake.
Sure, man. Yeah.
Claiming they were witches. Fuck Christianity.
Well, fuck all rock. I'll say fuck all religion,
first
of all.
Straight from Patrick Anthony Thomas Clark. Fuck
so,
all
religions. What do you got this week, Pat?
Fuck Christianity.
All right. Explain.
I pretty much just did.
That's all you have?
Yes.
Dude, and they still, to this day, I mean, you know there's still like random floating tribes separate from the world that don't know shit about shit, and they still, and they know where they're at. They've got them located, and they send missionaries to try and convert them. To get more on their side. They want to do everything they did way the fuck. Oh, yeah, I got... What was the...
You talking about that one in South America?
Yeah, did you see
like
that?
Last... No, it was like 2 years ago now, like October or some shit, when they took the pictures from the helicopter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. There was like the purple guy and then the orange guy or some shit.
So, yeah, they know where they're located, man, but...
I want to know about these purple people.
Hey, one word.
It's not purple. It's, you know, body paint and shit.
Right, right.
Well, yeah, but...
One
it
word.
It's like some... Oh, no, choke that.
Right.
Indicato that, cheat that.
Going back to what you're saying, though, dude, about the whole Christianity thing, one word. Crusades.
Yep.
Fuck. Look into that, and you'll see the disaster they cause in the world.
Bloody massacre.
There you go.
Wow.
The Spanish Inquisition?
That's... What? Sure.
Yeah, well, why did the Spanish go and just, like, blow out the Mayans, the poor bastard? The Mayans were, like, doing their thing, sacrificing people, doing, you know, they had a good civilization going. And then the Spanish got there, and they were like, you know, they were like, hey.
It's just, but that's just, it's written into the human genome. I mean, people have been killing each other since way before they called it murder. It's order out of chaos, and God is a concept we needed, so pray for us.
Chaos. Sounds like a metal band right there. Order out of chaos.
Yeah, man, it's... Trash. Just even look at nature. I mean, them animals fucking kill each other, too. Or just ain't doing the same damn thing, no matter how.
Meh.
They still kill each other, and they still fuck.
Yeah, I mean, you don't see, like, a cheetah tracking down a gazelle and go, oh, my God, that's murder.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
That was murder. It was. We should start arresting animals and holding them in cells against their... We do it.
Yeah, but you're not going to, like...
Animal court? We can call them kangaroo courts.
Whatever.
Boom! That's how the show's going out.
I like that shit.
Yeah, that's how the show's going out. It was nice not to have a guest this week.
For sure.
I feel like I got to know you guys a little bit better.
Mitch, you know, I mean, there's a reason certain people have that one opportunity and they never move on past it. Anyway, feel free to give us a call at the Olin Ezra Show comment line at area code 313-254-4260.
What was that again?
Area code 313-254-4260.
What?
Cougars, let us know.
Yeah, Cougars, let us know. Anybody, let us know. Wow. Call us and talk some shit. We need to hear your shit. Give us some shit. Let us know how much you don't like our foul language. I would appreciate. Also, check us out at theolinezrashow.com. What? Let me plug the show.
Watch your fucking language.
What?
You're going to plug something.
Check us out at theolinezrashow.com, myspace.com/theOEshow, and we're going to take you out to Act Natural with Magnanimous featuring Critical Bill only on Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution.
This place is packed, man. got stocks back here.
Get some money, do some money.
Make room! Ooh. At least create some space.
I know I got you, I got you.
Yo, Dice, this is critical. Release the magnetobots.
Here it comes, yo.
Line them up, kid.
Knock them down.
Coming with the rhythm, the show to give you a cardiac. Everybody up in the party catching a murder rap. Act natural, passing a fatty on a Saturday night. We're magnanimous and critical. Coming with the rhythm, the show to give you a cardiac. Everybody up in the party catching a murder rap. Act natural, loosen the strap on your jacket to keep it from unleashing the animal.
This right here is living. I'm switching my addictions on a mission to balance that everyday friction. With such passion, you suckers keep asking. My vocal is a weapon. Stepping and start blasting. It doesn't matter if you heard of me. I'm taking this way back to when hip hop had a purpose. See, we are the dreamers, break dancers and painters, creature creators, breeding new and exotic flavors. Magnanimous, anarchistic symbols, rocking a critical bill, magical mystery pills. We're popping, locking your city down. Your power dice hit me up on the backbone. It's about that time. You'll find further instructions under a rock near the Gibraltar sign. This message will self-destruct. And we'll blow up with it. Shit. We got sound check in 20 minutes.
Coming with the rhythm, the show to give you a cardiac. Everybody up in the party catching a murder rap. Act natural, passing a fatty on a Saturday night. We're magnanimous and critical. Coming with the rhythm, the show to give you a cardiac. Everybody up in the party catching a murder rap. Act natural, loosen the strap on your jacket to keep it from unleashing the animal.
This is not an act, and as a matter of fact, my habitat, like Kuwatski, I'm naturally fat. Oh yeah, I'm taking it back like Girl Flynn's a fresh fest in the cabbage patch. Leave head spinning like Lee from B Street. I get like a Lee's crease and effigy. I hang up like Moldy. I'm Kobe, the Michigan representative. Nobody Moldy. Yeah, I rock bells, my toe shells, so that y'all watching me like I'm Rockwell. Wild style, I'm a rapper's delight. Since gazelles and tangos, this is the part of my life. But yo, what up, Magnano? See how we keeping them cold like EPMD? We got them in chill mode. So yo, cheerio, yell, scream, bravo. And also, if you didn't know, this is called a show, ha.
Coming with the rhythm, the show to give you a cardiac. Everybody up in the party catching a murder rap. Act natural, passing a fatty on a Saturday night. We're magnanimous and critical. Coming with the rhythm, the show to give you a cardiac. Everybody up in the party catching a murder rap. Act natural, loosen the strap on your jacket to keep it from unleashing the animal. Coming with the rhythm, the show to give you a cardiac. Everybody up in the party catching a murder rap. Act natural, passing a fatty on a Saturday night. We're magnanimous and critical. Coming with the rhythm, the show to give you a cardiac. Everybody up in the party catching a murder rap. Act natural, loosen the strap on your jacket to keep it from unleashing the animal.
See, what y'all doing is just an act. The impact naturally. There's a difference between fiction and fact, you see. Be drink, 313, baby. Power Dice, Magnanimous, D-Dad, Critical Film. Yeah,
check it out.
Daniel, as it.